In a world where raw power often trumps genuine influence, Tunyuan Shi's positive influence offers something revolutionary. After studying influence across 33 industries and 30 countries for nearly 5 decades, Shi discovered universal principles that work whether you're a CEO or a new graduate. What makes positive influence different from manipulation? It creates outcomes beneficial to everyone involved, not just the influencer. Think about the last time you needed to persuade someone. Did you focus solely on getting what you wanted, or did you consider how the outcome might benefit them too? Positive influence, or plus influence, is mobilizing oneself and others to positively impact an interaction without using raw power, producing outcomes beneficial to all stakeholders. Unlike persuasion, which seeks buy-in to a predetermined position, plus influence pursues movement toward mutually beneficial outcomes. Consider Marie Chong's story. Despite receiving an offer with double her salary from a tech giant, she declined after realizing it wouldn't fulfill her desire to build something great for the world. This decision brought her incredible freedom and eventually led to co-launching Southeast Asia's first climate tech venture fund. Her choice illustrates how positive influence begins with influencing ourselves toward authentic decisions. Positive influence balances three core outcomes: productivity, achieving more with less, satisfaction, ensuring people feel respected, and growth, developing businesses, individuals, and systems. Pursuing productivity alone typically leads to leadership failure. When Sun Yan transformed a cost-cutting project at an automotive plant, he focused on helping workers develop new skills and find better opportunities rather than simply implementing layoffs. This approach achieved both business objectives and personal development goals. This strategy requires what she calls subject orientation, focusing on the people behind the roles rather than just the tasks. His apple-picking parable illustrates this. Most focus on the apples, objects, rather than John the picker, subject. His secret sauce across 4 decades was helping the person behind the role become successful in ways meaningful to both business and individual. The power of this approach comes from recognizing that people aren't merely means to an end. When we treat them as whole beings with their own aspirations, we unlock potential that remains dormant in transactional relationships. Most professionals prepare content for high-stakes situations but wing it regarding audience dynamics. To assess your approach, consider: 1. Do you classify desired outcomes by priority? 2. Do you create opportunities to read people before formal meetings? 3. Do you frame outcomes to benefit others? 4. Do you gather real-time data from settings and body language? 5. Do you develop multiple pathways to achieve goals? If you answered yes to fewer than 4, you're improvising too much. Even exceptional influencers face challenges. Tunyuan overcame severe introversion at Harvard Business School, where participation was 50% of grades. When cold called, he experienced terrifying silence before delivering an analysis so thorough his classmates applauded. We undermine our influence through 5 factors: doubts causing goal erosion, negative self-talk, low awareness of others' hidden pressures, ill-preparedness, and instinct-led execution that fails in unfamiliar situations. Consider Vic, who hesitates to approach his distracted colleague, Sue Ann, unaware her distraction stems from her daughter's diabetes diagnosis, information that would completely change his approach. What does extraordinary influence look like? Consider Volodymyr Zelensky, who transformed from a comedian with waning support to Ukraine's wartime leader who rallied his country and Europe. His influence stems from staying in Ukraine despite danger, "I need ammunition, not a ride," and powerful communication that resonated widely. His March 2021 speech to the European Parliament moved the translator to tears as he spoke of Ukrainians giving lives for rights, for freedom. This emotional appeal connected Ukraine's struggle to European values, prompting unprecedented support. Finding each person's unique motivational key is crucial for influence. When Ron needed to inspire a veteran sales executive nearing retirement, he discovered the man's passion for sailing and offered to buy him his dream sailboat in exchange for 2 years of full commitment. Despite HR objections, this personal insight worked. The executive performed exceptionally. Our being inevitably expresses itself in our influence attempts, often contradicting our rational words. 2/3 of communication impact comes from nonverbal aspects, reflecting our inner state. By consciously deploying different aspects of our being, we access our inner power. Unlike many books focused on sales persuasion, she introduces 7 principles applicable to all influence situations. 1. Be deliberate. Approach influence consciously through plan-do-adjust cycles, sometimes executing multiple rapid cycles early in important meetings. 2. Understand context and pressure points. Identify negative pressures and relief points using both analytical thinking and emotional awareness. 3. Set task and relationship objectives. Determine what you want others to think, feel, and do while strengthening relationships. Map their path from current mindset to desired outcome. 4. Develop insight and inquiry. Understand key contextual factors while suspending assumptions. Hold conflicting perspectives simultaneously, recognizing how different mental models create varied interpretations. 5. Time the moments. Identify when influence attempts can still impact outcomes. Earlier influence provides greater flexibility when minds are less made up. 6. Find the right pace. Align your internal timing with situational demands. Slower pacing allows people to reach their own realizations. 7. Seize the moments. Even the best influence plans require action in the moment. Identify key success ingredients and anticipate emerging opportunities. Developing proficiency in influencing requires 5 key habits. 1. Care about others. Genuine care combined with proper technique allows you to truly see others. Without it, even the best techniques feel contrived. 2. Stretch yourself. Effective influence tactics are learned, not inborn. Push beyond your comfort zone and habitual approaches. 3. Be present. Give undivided attention in the moment to gather subtle data and signal sincerity that attracts others. 4. Give, receive, and invite feedback. Quality feedback, specific, timely, addressing both behavior and impact, reveals whether your influence efforts succeed. 5. Reflect. Understand what's happening, why, and how it affects everyone involved. Stay down to reach deeper issues, like peeling an onion. The 3 fundamental elements of exceptional influencers are conduct, craft, and character, the 3 C's. Conduct refers to behavioral patterns guided by self-selected principles aligned with personal values, like Tun Yan's commitment to avoiding disposable coffee cups despite inconvenience. Character is your unique flow of moral biases shaped by upbringing and experiences. It provides autonomy to navigate according to ingrained values and becomes crucial during uncertainty. Craft develops when conduct becomes an expression of character, an internalized know-how combining creativity with personal character. Unlike being crafty, suggesting deceit, craft enables influence that produces positive outcomes. The journey of positive influence is fundamentally about self-discovery. By prioritizing outcomes benefiting all stakeholders, we create a virtuous cycle where influence strengthens relationships, builds trust, and opens collaborative possibilities. In our divided world, positive influence offers something revolutionary, the ability to succeed while helping others succeed too. By mastering these principles, you become a catalyst for positive change across relationships, organizations, and communities.